Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Financial advisor Paul Nolte from Murphy and Sylvest. Find out what is going on. So far, so good early. A lot of green, not the red we saw yesterday, Paul. Are happy days here again? Is this just a case of people buying low now?
Yeah, this is what we call turnaround Tuesday. And we do see this when you get those sell-offs on a Thursday, Friday, and a Monday. Typically, on what we've experienced, where you have 1% declines on Thursday, Friday, and Monday, you get maybe a half a point rise on Tuesday. So it is a little bit of a relief rally. The question is, and everybody's wondering, is this the end of the beginning of the end, or something completely different? And I think what we're experiencing is a lot of questions are getting asked about AI, about the Fed. Are they going to cut rates? They should. Maybe they're behind the curve already. They should cut a lot more and soon. And then what's this thing going on with Japan? All of those have kind of played a role over the last couple of days in pushing the markets lower. We think we'll get a bounce here, and we'll kind of see how things play out going forward. But I think a lot of the tech sector certainly under pressure, and I think that's something that's going to be characteristic of maybe the next 3 to 6 months or so.
Wall Street Journal headline this morning, stock crashes, great reason to sit tight. Do you agree?
We do, and that's what we counsel a lot of our clients about is, you know, we've gone through a lot of this year with the market doing very well. The S&P 500 through June was up tremendously, and a lot of people were interested in chasing. And our counsel is really, no, you want to be taking chips off the table, reallocating toward the bond market, bringing your target allocations back to where they should be. So really, if you're not taking a great amount of risk and you can afford it, realize, too, the S&P 500 is still up for the year. And most stocks are flat-ish on the year. Bonds have been a very good place to hang out. And, you know, those have provided good returns to offset some of the losses in the market here in the short run. So it doesn't make sense to make huge changes here, either both on the buy side to increase your allocation now that the market's come down, or to sell now that the market has come down a little bit. So staying put and just understanding that the risks that are out there, something that you can handle, you'd be fine.
Does this mean when the Fed lowers interest rates next month, it'll be a larger cut than they were planning on?
That's now the betting. Again, looking at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they have a nice website that kind of gives the odds of what type of cut we may be expecting. And now the odds of a 50 basis point or half a 1% cut is better than a 50-50 chance. And that comes on the heels of very poor manufacturing data last week and poor unemployment numbers on Friday. Now, the question is, why is the Fed cutting? And you and I have chatted about this for a while. The Fed doesn't cut when things are good. They cut when things are not going so well. And if things are not going so well, that could translate to poorer earnings in the third and fourth quarter, which means the equity markets could be lower. So it's not necessarily a good thing that the Fed is cutting rates for the equity market. We saw that happen in 2000, 2001. We saw the Fed cutting rates in 2008 as the markets were declining. Eventually, yes, the markets will turn around after the Fed starts cutting. But the initial cut, first couple cuts, is not necessarily a good thing for the markets.
Could they cut before September?
There's some chatter about that, and I think they would be best to hold off on it, because if they cut before then, the reaction of the markets are going to be, uh-oh, things are really bad if the Fed is talking about doing something off-meeting. And I'm not sure that that conveys a very good message to the market. So if they do that, we would expect to see the markets move dramatically lower. I don't think they will. That's not something that they've been communicating to the markets. We're going to hear from a lot of Fed speakers over the next few weeks, and the early returns from Goolsbee and Daly and others have said, you know, it's okay. We're on it. Don't worry about it. So that tells me that they're willing to wait until September before cutting rates.
Meantime, you like treasuries, don't you?
I do, and it's been a great place to be over the while this stuff is going on in the markets. Interest rates have come down dramatically, half, three-quarters of a percent, again, anticipating the Fed's going to cut. But for Treasury investors, it's been a good thing because that's where money normally goes when you see these types of market moves. They go to the safety of the Treasury market. So those that have been invested in Treasuries for the last week or two, I've seen some nice gains and have locked in for maybe 2 to 10 years, 4.5 to 5% interest rates. And now that interest rates have come down to maybe 4% or below, you now have some gains in those holdings to offset maybe what's happening on the equity portion of your portfolio.
We're not going to get many numbers this week, are we?
No, this is kind of a quiet week. Then we get started with the inflation data, and we're going to get two bits of inflation, two consumer price index numbers, as well as an unemployment rate ahead of the next Fed meeting in September. So there's going to be plenty of data for markets to chew on. And I think the inflation data is going to be somewhat important. Our contention is that the Fed is really looking at the unemployment numbers and economic weakness more so than they are inflation. I think they feel pretty comfortable that inflation is heading in the right direction. And I don't think, unless we get a very bad print, I don't think the Fed's concerned too much about inflation here.
So are you moving back upstairs to your top floor today, or are you staying in your basement office with no windows?
I'm walking slowly up to the second floor.
Okay, yeah. Take it one floor at a time. Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester. Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
Take care.